Our narration point is a short way outside the small village of Newtown. Follow the footpath CB9 from the village, heading roughly northwest, past the church and out to the harbour. Here you will find an area of hard standing, a boathouse and a slipway. Adjoining this area, the salt pans are still very visible. Beyond is the river estuary with a small number of boats on moorings, and you should be able to see out through the entrance to the Solent. The earliest recorded charter establishing the town dates from 1256, but there was probably a community here long before the Norman Conquest. Newtown used to be known as Francheville, which roughly translates as free town, meaning a town holding its lands and tenements at a fixed rent. It was once the capital of the Isle of Wight. The discovery of a stone axe and Neolithic polished flints in the area is evidence of its long history. It had a flourishing community in the 14th century when more than 60 families lived here, and the area boasted a safe harbour, salt works and oyster beds. It had been attacked by the Danes in the 11th century, but suffered a particularly damaging attack by the French in 1377, from which it never fully recovered. By the 16th century, the popularity of Newtown had declined. A number of factors are likely to have contributed to this, including continuing French raids. England and France were almost continually at war during this period, and the gradual silting up of the harbour, which prevented access by larger vessels, resulting in an increase in trade at Newport to the east. The post-medieval history of the area is reflected in a fascinating variety of built heritage, including the remains of brick kilns, coastguard cottages, and Grade II listed buildings. Although the village of Newtown is no longer a major trade and shipping centre, many ships pass by as they travel along the coast. At the beginning of the 20th century, a tragedy occurred just outside the creek, an area known as Newtown Bay. On the 17th of August 1905, a two-masted sailing ship, Albatross, left Thames Haven on its way to Cardiff with a cargo of 360 wooden barrels of petrol. Due to the nature of the cargo, special safety measures were imposed in port to avoid any fire coming into contact with the barrels containing the petrol. These rules were relaxed when the ship left London. Smoking was permitted on board, and matches were used to light the ship's lamps. During the journey, some of the barrels worked loose in the hold, and the hatches had to be removed to secure the barrels. It was reported that the smell of petrol was so strong that the crew could not sleep below, and that traces of oil had been noticed in water brought up by the bilge pumps. On August the 23rd, the vessel anchored at Ryde Pier in the northeast of the island during strong winds. By 5 p.m. the wind had moderated and Albatross continued its journey. When passing Newtown, a loud explosion ripped through the hold. Flames shot up from amidships and set the whole vessel alight. The crew had been standing towards the stern of the ship at the time of the explosion, and now could not get to the lifeboats because of the flames. Fortunately, they were rescued by a boat from a nearby barge called Vivian. The ship burned down to the waterline and sank. None of the wreckage has ever been found. The tragic loss of the Albatross was not unusual for the time, but it led to a review of the practice of transporting petrol in wooden barrels, that eventually resulted in the practice being abandoned altogether in favour of steel ones.